And we are still trying to reach Lynn. Oh, there she is. And thanks for
I've
joining
been here.
us. thanks for joining us. So on the line, we have Cal head coach Lindsey Gottlieb. Coach, if you want to do a brief opening statement, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Sure. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being on the call and your continued coverage. We're excited to go to Seattle, you know, new territory for us. We've never played on Thursday before. I think our players are embracing this opportunity. It's been a rough conference season for us, but one that has seen our kids stay committed to the process. And, you know, they understand what's at stake for us this week, and we're looking forward to getting up there and, you know, being a team that nobody wants to play.
And now questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Brendan Smith, Salt Lake Tribune.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to talk about you have some shared history with Lynn Roberts here in Salt Lake City. You guys are in the WCC together, and you were 5-2 against her, but in your time there, and 0-2 this year. I guess my question is there a shared characteristic between her teams then and now? And what's it like to play a team coached by her?
We were actually in the Big West together before they went to the WCC. And it's funny, I was just thinking about it. We were the number one seed, I think my last year at Santa Barbara, and we were hosting the Big West tournament game, and they beat us in our gym after we had like a 15-point lead. So in my mind, I'll have to text her. I owe her one in a conference tournament because I think it was the last time she got us. They also got us my first year when we were 17-1 in the league. Our one loss was at UOP. We went on to, you know, to win the whole thing. But anyway, she and I have been friends, you know, kind of in this Bay Area when she was at Pacific. Her teams play extremely hard. I think she did a really kind of courageous thing when she shifted to a style of play back when she was at Pacific. The dribble drive kind of totally changed what they were doing to get more up-tempo and to force defenses to have to guard them in very specific ways. I think she's done a terrific job. I think it was an excellent hire for Utah. She's brought great energy in there. I think she's changed the mentality of that team, made them believe that they can all score, made them believe they can all play at a fast pace. And, you know, we're excited to get a third shot at them because I don't think anyone in our locker room is happy to have gone 0-2 thus far. But it's going to be a big challenge because they really, really score the ball well and they're disruptive on the defensive end.
Sure. And just to follow up, a quick follow-up, is that familiarity with her across several leagues? I mean, is that a positive, a negative, especially going into tournament play where you guys are going at it for the third time?
I mean, I don't think our shared history has any bearing on this game whatsoever. It's just, you know, as with a lot of coaches in this league, it's always, you know, a little bit bittersweet to play a friend, to play a buddy, because, you know, everyone wants to win, but you don't want to see anyone else take a loss. But in terms of our team, I think our team is thinking only about what we need to do to beat Utah, and we certainly have plenty of film to show what we haven't done yet, and I think they're excited about the opportunity. I mean, anytime you get to a conference tournament, you're playing a team for a third time. It's a different game than when you play someone in non-conference, right? Because there's so many nuances of you did this last time. This is what we expect. But we have to use that to our advantage. You know, we're the team with two losses. We should have the most to learn, you know, from the films. And we have to come out ready to do something differently, obviously, because we weren't successful the first two times.
Sure. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Sure.
And your next question comes from the line of Tom Fitzgerald, San Francisco Chronicles.
Hi, Lindsey.
Hi, Tom.
I was wondering what your reaction. How have you been? It's rough season, I know, but I know better things are ahead. I wondered if you could give me your reaction to the quarter system that was put in play in your game this year, and particularly how it affected the timeouts and the fouls.
Yeah, I love it. In a season where there haven't been a ton of things to love, I love the rules changes. I think, you know, change can be scary sometimes. I think, you know, people get conservative and they like to have things the way they've always been. But in women's basketball, I think we have to be open to ways to make our game, you know, more visibly pleasing and also the pace and things. And so I think the quarter system has been really good. I think the way that the fouls work, where it resets after each quarter, is a good thing. I think it adds more strategy to timeouts. There's more, you know, final possessions. There's more score and clock management. And so I think all of those things have made the games a little bit more exciting. I think it's made coaching, tactics, and, you know, after timeout situations and clock management more important. And I think it's made the flow of the overall game a lot smoother. I know fans and media and stuff are pretty excited that, you know, you kind of get in and out of there in an hour and a half and you have a good product in front of you.
Very good. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Cheryl Colwood, Hoop Fan.
Hi, Coach.
Hi, Cheryl.
You mentioned, you know, having a rough conference season, but you had some success over the weekend, even in a loss against Oregon State. But for you, what are the keys to getting such a young team to reset and build on those positive things going into conference play?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely a positive that last weekend, this past weekend, you know, felt good. I know it's weird. We got a split. You know, that's not what we want, but it had a feel to it where I think our players were really locked in, and that's what I wanted to see heading into Seattle. You know, the theme for last week, and I'll continue it, is we've got to find a way to exploit our youthful energy. I mean, that should be a positive for us that, you know, that we're young, and I mean this in a good way, kind of clueless. You know, players, the youthful energy that comes with being a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and we need to couple that with a little bit more of a veteran focus. And that's what I saw this past weekend, that I think our young players really were able to grasp the game plan and try to carry it out. And at the same time, we played with great energy. And that's what we need to do for these 4 days. And I think they will be excited to have an opportunity. I think who doesn't love, you know, conference tournament time? And I think it could be an advantage for us that we have a group that has the most at stake here, and we should be hungry. And if they can put some of the lessons they've learned over the course of the year together with that youthful hunger and energy, I think that could be a good formula for us.
Okay, that's all the time we have today. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Thank you.